This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Five days out, we're in such the thick of battle that I'm not even nervous anymore. I'm just zenned out. But the fact that we've gotten the globalists to really show who they are is the victory. We're going to go through some battles. Some are going to win. Some are going to lose. But really, it's about getting our soul back, and that's what matters. Mike Adams is coming in to take over soon, but I'll ride shotgun with him for one segment to finish your calls into the next segment. He's got a lot of stuff, like I said, loaded for bear. Whatever you do, the live stream's at InfoWars.com. If you don't share those links on your email, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, whatever you do, you can try reverse psychology. Look at this evil filth, Jones. He's live right now talking about America coming back. Oh, my. You think that's ridiculous? The left will promote it and believe it. So they have a real blind side. That's why the most successful people on Twitter are real sarcastic now, like, oh, screw Trump. How dare him with the U.S. stock market up? The left goes, I agree. Screw him. I hate America. You have to understand how mentally captured they are. So we're going to cover all that. Tim, you're making a good point, though, about, I thought this a few months ago. I didn't say it on air, but you just said it, and I remembered it, which shows great minds think alike. Pelosi, Moore, Mueller, Hillary, Maxine Waters, they're all these macabre, like, ventriloquist dummy Chucky dolls that never go away, and they're hurting the party, but they won't turn loose of power. There's even worse socialists and scum behind them, but we know these evil people. And so, yes, that's in the cards, too. Not just attack the illegal alien caravan, the UN caravan, but also take out one of these turds right before the election and blame Trump. 5 days out, we've already seen stuff that looks like false flags. What do you think they would do?
I think they'll do anything. I think they'll take out one of those pawns, you know, the useful idiots that they are, because they are. They're a walking liability for them. And I don't put anything past them. Here in Montana, I received a flyer supporting a Libertarian candidate for Senate, and he did not put that out. He doesn't have the funds to put that out.
Exactly. Libertarian ideas are great, but let's face it. The Libertarian Party are the ones that continue to let the Democrats win. So again, the Democrats are backing Libertarians now.
And he came out and has endorsed Matt Rosendale, who is also Rand Paul was here in Montana over the weekend dumping for Matt Rosendale. And the Libertarian candidate came out and said, if you're a Libertarian, vote for Rosendale. Vote Republican. Otherwise, you're going to let the Democrats win again. And he says, I do not want to be a distraction.
Well, exactly. Let's be clear. The Libertarian idea that is taking over the Republicans. So now the Libertarian vehicle is done. And now Libertarian leaders at the National Party are Democrats. They used to be good. They're total Democrats now. And they've been caught getting funded by them. And I'm glad you raised that, because I wanted to do a whole hour a few weeks ago, and I forgot. So that's why callers are so great, to really go after the Democratic Party and their little stepchild that's meant to siphon off Republican votes, like you, which is Libertarians. You know they're going to try to take down Trump in a year and a half. In the middle, they're going to run a major third-party candidate as a Democrat.
Yeah, they're going to try to get somebody that they claim is an independent, and they're just going to be a puppet for George Soros as usual. And you know, it's when it comes to all their schemes and all their censorship, Alex, is you know, I heard a quote one time, and I just, every time I hear you on the radio, which is every day, I think of this quote, and it's the tighter you squeeze, the less you have. The tighter they squeeze you, the less they're going to have in the palm of their hand when they're done.
And, well, and exactly. Gently, gently catchy monkey. And It's just quite a battle. God bless you. Great points. All right. A few more calls. Jeff, Alex, Nick, Joe, Chris, Nick, a couple of Nicks, Jessica. Jessica's up next. I'm going to rampage through those. Mike Adams is coming in. NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, NaturalNews.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I can see for a long way, and so can our listeners, and so can Mike Adams. I'm going to take a few calls and let him take over. I appreciate him coming in to guest host today, and I apologize for running over, but I promise to do your calls. But Mike, you know, foresight can be distorted because you have a vision or you have an understanding that your subconscious brain is hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious mind. And then but then your conscious mind thinks it knows how to read that map, and then it's actually something else down the road. And then you start, as you get older, seeing how God works and the whole mystery of the world. Gut level, spiritually, I feel that evil is being contended with worldwide. Good is beginning to wake up, and you've got nationalists being elected that are real patriots in Brazil and in Italy and in England, just all over. Merkel's been voted out, but that's like barely even in the news. She's still the chancellor, but her party's out of power. That's how their system works. So it's total lame duck. It's a duck with no legs and no beak and just basically a dead duck politically before they say I'm saying kill Merkel. So if you sit back and look at this, I feel good about what's happening because of the awakening. And maybe that distorts what happens next Tuesday on the 6th, 4.5 days out. And yeah, they're having record level young people vote, and the actuaries show that 60 or 70% are Democrats. So that could deliver, with all the dead people voting, the zombie army of the Democrats, that could deliver them victory. But then that'll unravel as they try to sabotage the economy. They get the blame. That gets Trump reelected, but they may kill him by then. Plus, they've announced this jihad. This is about power. And so you got not some negative. It's good to look on the dark side to understand what the possibilities are in 5 days and what they'll do. You see some things in the tea leaves, I think, that Matt Drudge is seeing as well, that are very, very foreboding.
Well, I agree with you that this global awakening is very important and it is accelerating, but at the same time, it's also awakened the deepening evil of those who are authoritarians and who are trying to crush human freedom and crush human consciousness and global liberty. And some of the things that I'm really concerned about right now, Alex, are that this, you know, next Tuesday, the election is not, I would not at this point consider it to be a fair and free election.
Oh, it's not.
Because the election meddling.
Google bragging the media, they're going to deliver it.
Absolutely. The tech giants have committed massive election fraud right now. I mean, for the last year and a half, at least.
No, you're right. We should declare that this election's already a fraud. Even though we think we're still going to win, doesn't matter. If it's a fraud, we have a moral responsibility to say it is.
If Republicans hold the House, it's only by overcoming massive fraud. That's the only thing. Look, we cannot have fair and free elections unless we have both sides of every issue able to speak online. And since the tech giants have selectively censored conservative voices for about 2 years, or coming up on 2 years now, this is not a functioning democratic election. This is a stilted election that has been largely stolen by the political left running the tech giants and committing massive info fraud. Even you might call it journo-terrorism on the part of the left-wing media. When you have CNN's Don Lemon up there saying that white people are bad, or essentially there needs to be laws against being white, this is
true race baiting. Hitlerian level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it shows they're going for broke. So I'm going to let you take over, which is why I wanted you here, because I'm not saying I'm stealing your thunder. It's the opposite. You bring the thunder. I always forget to bring the thunder. I was thinking about a stunt, like I tend to do, this weekend, 4 days ago. Seems like 1,000 years ago now, because you can cut the anticipation with a knife. And I was thinking, I'll announce Republicans win midterms and put an article out like I did a few days before 2016. Then I realized, no, to get people thinking, Dems win midterms after big tech steals election.
Right. That's.
And I meant to do that on Monday, and we haven't even talked since then. I just said, please come in and host. And boom, you're saying that, because I think we should go with that, because that gets people thinking and voting. And then if they do steal it, people understand what happened, because they want to say the Russians stole this last election. No, we won it.
Right.
But now
the election meddling of the tech giants dwarfs anything the Russians could have even hoped to achieve. It's not even close. And I'm very concerned, Alex, and I know that this opinion might differ from others who've been guests on your show. We don't have homogenized views, right? I mean, we all have our own various views. I think,
you know, we're not Democrats where you go into a room and go, this is what you're going to say, or you're not on the air.
It doesn't work that way.
Not a cult.
No, not at all.
Nobody told you what you were going to say.
Not at all, no.
I just said, hey, get Mike Adams on. You couldn't go on. Then Doug Hagman had a family issue, couldn't come on. We called you this morning.
That's right.
There was no discussion about what you were going to talk about.
No, just...
You're a smart guy. You're coming on the air.
I've got my own notes. You know, I always write my own notes. I have my own ideas.
And I know that. People are like, okay, we know that. But that's... Nowhere else does that go on.
That's true.
Go ahead. Keep going.
So I might say something that you disagree with, and that's okay. That's part of the
debate,
the algorithm that we have here, which is transparency and truth. So I think that right now, as of today, this is subject to change, but right now I think the Democrats have a slight advantage to take the House. But I also think there's a very high possibility that those who lose on the GOP side may not concede this right away, and that the election results may be challenged, and that challenging those results at a state-by-state basis could throw this thing into turmoil that
could last
months.
Out of that comes the national debate that ends the Democrat election stealing.
It could be, yes. Because not only do we have the tech giants meddling and committing massive election fraud, we've got the entire issue of illegals voting.
Dead people voting.
And if the illegal votes are enough to take it over the edge and give Democrats the House, then that will ignite a nationwide debate
exactly.
about illegals voting.
So instead of conservatives and libertarians and corporate and business guys always being nice and conceding, no, we're going to make a big deal out of this either way.
Right, because if you're not a citizen in this country, you should not have the right to vote. We need national voter ID laws for this very reason. They have them in almost every other country in the world. When I lived in Ecuador, I was a resident. They didn't allow me to vote in Ecuador. I didn't even attempt to. You and I can't walk down to Mexico and demand to vote in Mexico. Doesn't work that way.
They would kill you.
Probably so. Yes. So we must protect our democratic processes and our republic by demanding free and fair and honest elections, and I don't think that's what we're going to have here. It's been stolen.
All right, Mike Adams coming up.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Continuing on the fourth hour here at the Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams filling in. Thank you for continuing with me today. As I expressed in the previous segment with Alex, I'm very concerned that we're losing the very fabric of our democracy. Well, our constitutional republic is more accurate, that there are so many things about this coming election that appear to have been fraudulently manipulated up front, and we have to start questioning that regardless of the outcome. You see, we all support fair and free elections, all of us. We all support the idea of public debates and conversations that help people determine how they're going to vote in elections. We all support freedom of information so that we can engage in those conversations. And we also recognize that this is an essential part of our democracy. If we didn't have access to information, how could we vote in a fair and free way? And yet, that's exactly what has happened. The tech giants, through their concerted, determined, and targeted censorship of conservative voices over the last 2 years, they have denied America the chance to engage in public conversations and debate that are inherent in fair and free elections and part of the fabric of democracy. So they have stolen this election ahead of the election by silencing just conservative voices primarily, with a few exceptions, but it's probably 99% silencing of conservative voices. And I've warned about this. Election fraud is happening right now. I've even posted a video about this at Brighteon.com. That's the new name for Real.video, by the way. InfoWars has a couple thousand videos on there now, by the way, so Brighteon.com is where you can find those. But this is a crisis of our democracy. And what I've said recently in a counterthink broadcast here on InfoWars.com on last Sunday is that I believe that right now, because of this election meddling and this election fraud, I believe that if the election is somewhat close, maybe five or fewer seat advantage by the Democrats in the House, that there actually is justification for the president, I believe, to challenge the outcome of this election along the lines of what I've mentioned here. Really three things. Number one, tech giants' selective censoring, which denies us the ability to engage in public conversation and debate. Number two, the left-wing media, no longer functioning as a media, but functioning as a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. 92% negative news against President Trump and conservatives. Well, that's not a functioning media. That's not what was enshrined in the First Amendment. That is an activist, anti-America, very irresponsible propaganda organization that's pretending to be the media. And the third thing is election voting fraud, voting by illegal aliens, voting by dead people, voting by people who are voting more than once. And these are the classic tactics of the Democrats. So you combine those three things, and we are looking at a midterm election that is going to be influenced in a very strong way by a tremendous amount of deceit by the left, a dishonest democracy, you might say, or dishonest tactics that threaten democracy. And I think we have to start questioning these outcomes in advance. And if we overcome that, it's going to be the biggest news story in the history of politics in America. If the Republicans manage to hold the House, it will only be by overcoming massive fraud. Even going back to the 2016 election that Trump won, if you discount the illegal alien votes in that election, it's very likely that Hillary Clinton herself did not even win the popular vote. And if you discount the stolen votes by the tech giants with their undue and biased influence, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have even won the popular vote, much less the Electoral College. So our democracy is being stolen from us by dishonest bad actors that are the tech giants, the left-wing media, and illegal aliens voting in this election. Plus, on top of that, of course, we have the entire fake pipe bomb distraction, which was timed in order to take people's focus off of the Honduran caravan. The caravan story was something that the left-wing media quickly realized would not serve the interests of the Democrats in the coming election. And so they found ways to change their focus and change the mental focus of the nation to take away momentum from the GOP and make believe now that this caravan sort of has gone away or isn't happening, even though they are marching closer to our border every day, and the size of the caravan continues to grow, and the severity of the criminals inside the caravan continues to be discovered, that they are carrying weapons, and some are carrying or have been involved in bombings before. Some are felony criminals. Some are violent criminals and have been prosecuted in their home countries and now are trying to get into the United States by latching onto this caravan, hoping they can be granted entrance and perhaps eventually residency or citizenship in the United States of America. So that story has been pushed aside in order to focus on these false allegations leveled against President Trump and against Gab founder Andrew Torba, alleging that these two people are somehow responsible for the insane, deranged acts of a lunatic Jewish synagogue shooter who hated Trump, by the way, but yet the media tries to tie his actions to the president and to Gab founder Andrew Torba. Now, about Gab, by the way, I want to be on the record saying that these attacks against Torba and his family by the left-wing media, this dishonest coverage that blames him for these attacks, it is so disgusting. This shooter, he had accounts on Facebook. He had accounts on other, I think he had a Twitter account as well. And he posted on these other social media accounts. And yet there's no one in the media that blames Facebook for the actions of this shooter, because that would be insane. And yet they blame Gab. Somehow it's Gab's fault, even though the person posted on Gab only 4 minutes before he started to carry out that attack. In fact, that very close timeline tells me that this seems coordinated. It seems like the way that they take down alternative social media websites or independent media is to deliberately post something to those sites before carrying out an attack, precisely for the purpose of being able to blame those websites, even though it's irrational and illogical to do so. You know, it makes no sense to blame Gab. What are you going to do? Check the guy's underwear? Was he wearing Fruit of the Loom underwear? Does that mean Fruit of the Loom is responsible for the shooting? No, that would be insane. If he's wearing Nikes, is Nike responsible for the shooting? No, that would be insane. He posted on Gab. Is Gab responsible for the shooting? Of course not. But the media tries to create that false link. And in doing so, the left-wing media is actually harming this nation and carrying out a great disservice to this great country. A twisting of the truth that is intended to be a weaponized form of media disinformation to alter the outcome of this election. And that's just one more way that this election is being stolen in advance. Now, if you were to ask me today what my analysis is of the outcome of this election for next Tuesday, I had previously said that the chance of Republicans holding the House was as high as 60%. Today, I think that's more like 40% or perhaps 35%. It's an estimate. This is a very wild election cycle. No one can say for sure, and there can still be events that can happen over the next 5 days that could dramatically alter the election of this outcome. So my certainty of such a prediction is very low in this case, unlike previous predictions where certainty was much higher. Anything can happen in the next few days, but I want you to be ready for what's going to happen on the other side of this election, no matter who wins. So when we come back, in fact, I'm going to talk about the coming chaos scenarios that could unfold regardless of the outcome of this election, because I want you to be prepared for what's coming. I want you to be safe, and I want America to survive. This is Mike Adams here on InfoWars. We'll be right back after this break with much more. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. years to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hope you're ready to ride the red tsunami. That's a new hashtag being put out by InfoWars. Hashtag ride the red tsunami. Check it out, InfoWars.com. We'll have coverage, of course, on November 6th. And it's talking about not just a red wave, but perhaps a red tsunami. Of course, the Democrats are claiming that there's going to be a massive blue wave. And I'm claiming that there's a massive fraudulent wave by the Democrats that I've talked about in the previous segment. But regardless of what happens, I want you to be ready for a couple of scenarios that I'll cover here. Scenario number one that maybe a lot of people haven't talked about is what happens if this election is really not decided, in the sense that on November 7th, we wake up and there is contention and people have not conceded, and that we don't know who controls the House of Representatives. And this situation could persist for weeks or even months. because let's say the scenario is that there are some very close calls in state elections involving House of Representatives members, and those who lose refuse to concede. This could be on the Republican side or the Democrat side, either way. And that the control of the House of Representatives comes down to a very small number of votes or seats, such as, let's say, fewer than five. You know, two or three seats could easily decide this race. In fact, if the Republicans manage to hold the House, I predict they would do so only by a very slim margin, perhaps only one seat. Now, if that happens, then what you have to do is look at the chaos and stress that will persist for several months as this all this pre-election stress continues with not knowing the outcome. And you'll have then leftists rioting in the streets, probably really amping up and escalating their calls for democracy or whatever they want to say. Or they'll accuse the GOP of refusing to consent to the outcome of the election. And then you'll have Trump and the GOP saying, no, the Democrats stole this election. In this scenario, you would probably see an emergency appeal to the United States Supreme Court, combined with left-wing media lying about the facts of what's actually happening, because that's what they do. They lie and they deceive. But now you understand the importance of the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the court before the midterm elections. And you understand the desperation of the Democrats, why they fought so hard to prevent Kavanaugh from being confirmed, because they knew that probably some serious challenges would come up very soon on several different topics, possibly the election itself, and that when these go to the United States Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh is, of course, the final vote in the majority of so-called conservatives on the court right now, and he is active on the court, and he will be part of hearing any challenge that goes to the court. So you've got not only Neil Gorsuch, but also now Brett Kavanaugh, who both have been, of course, put there by Trump and confirmed by the Senate, and they will have a major decision in any emergency appeal. Now, here's the nightmare scenario that becomes the Civil War. If there is contention, and we don't know who's controlling the House, and there is an appeal that goes to the Supreme Court, and if, and by the way, this has happened before. Remember the hanging chads in Florida with Al Gore? Remember that? And the Supreme Court made that decision and decided in favor of the Republicans at that time. And the Democrats said that presidency was stolen from them. So this has happened before. If it happens again, if a decision from the high court comes down and says that the GOP has won these elections and the GOP controls the House of Representatives, I predict that, first of all, Maxine Waters' head will actually explode. And secondly, there will be massive violence by leftists all across America. It might take a couple of weeks for them to coordinate and organize all of their terrorism and arson and so on. But before long, you're going to have outbreaks of violence and civil unrest and eventually escalating into civil war, probably in at least 20 cities across America. So I call that the nightmare scenario. None of us want to see that scenario happen. What all of us really want, of course, is to have fair and free elections, which we're not having, by the way. But we want fair and free elections where we wake up the next morning and it's all decided. And we can all go back to our business and we can go back to being Americans and we can focus on other things, because nobody wants to talk about politics 24/7. Well, maybe some people do, but it stresses us all out, right? So we want to know, we want to have some certainty in the future. It's the uncertainty, and then the idea that leftists believe that democracy is being stolen from them, even as they themselves are conspiring to steal democracy from the rest of America, but that is the idea that will drive them to violence and escalations of civil war. So those are my concerns. I'm on the record now saying those publicly. I want to be on the record also saying that, of course, I absolutely would honor the outcome of any fair and free election, even if my party didn't win. And I'm not really a hardcore GOP party person anyway. You know, I'm not a tribalist political person. But, you know, I don't believe in the Rhino Republicans, for example. But I do believe in democracy, and I do believe in honoring election outcomes, even if you don't win them, as long as the elections themselves were free and fair. But that is not what we have in this case. So now, a couple of things coming up here in Texas. Voting machines in Texas are reportedly switching votes right now. And according to an article by The Verge, this is happening not because of any hacking attempt, they say. I haven't looked into this, so I don't know if they're telling the truth or not. They say it's due to a bad user interface design of the machines. They say that voters are using them incorrectly, and thus it's causing votes to switch. Now, I don't know how that could be the case. I don't know how, I mean, voting's not that complicated. You're clicking one box or another, or filling in one oval or another. You know, most people can figure that out. I guess not everybody, but most people can figure that out. I don't see how votes can change, or people could even perceive votes changing, unless something is deliberately wrong with the software or the processing of the voting machine. And personally, I don't trust electronic voting machines, because we know how much hacking, or you could say bad act, let's say sinister engineering, goes into it, where they design them to steal votes, and they know they only have to steal, let's say, 1% of the votes to overturn the outcome of the election. They don't have to steal every vote, so it doesn't have to happen to everybody. That's why even hearing of these machines switching votes for just a few people is quite alarming. And we also have World That Day, the article here, feds sued over Hillary Clinton's security clearance that she was allowed to keep access despite mishandling classified information. Judicial Watch, of course, a very important organization for the future of our country, is suing the State Department to find out why Hillary Clinton was allowed to keep her security clearance after the FBI determined that she had mishandled classified information. Of course, she had her own private email server that violated the rules of the State Department. And when her emails were subpoenaed by Congress, she engaged in the criminal, unlawful, well, that's redundant, the criminal felony destruction of evidence to destroy those emails so that they would never be known. Hillary Clinton, remember the election chant before the 2016 elections, lock her up? And you hear that chant continuing in many Trump rallies around the country. I think it's time to actually lock her up. And part of my hope is that if the Republicans hold the House and the Senate, which seems very likely, that Trump would fire Jeff Sessions after this election, replace Sessions with someone who's actually willing to be the head of the DOJ instead of just an obstructionist, which is what Sessions is, and then indict and prosecute the hundreds of deep state criminals like Hillary Clinton and like even Eric Holder, for that matter, and Peter Strzok and James Comey and many others inside the Obama administration who clearly and quite evidently, it's obvious that they engaged in criminal felony obstruction, felony destruction of evidence, corruption, multiple felony crimes at many different levels throughout the government. Obama himself has... Okay. Are we going... All right, wrapping it up. We'll be back. All right. No, we're still here. Sorry, guys. Clock confusion there. We're going to break. Sorry about that little snafu. We'll be back after break. I'll continue this discussion. I got deep into the discussion there and flipped out on the clock. But there are a lot of people who need to go to jail after this election. So let's see if that happens. This is Mike Adams here with the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today. Thank you for being with us here. I apologize for the little slip-up in the last segment. My fault, not reading the clock correctly. You know, look, the thing about this is that we don't have teleprompters, and I'm never told what to say. No one writes a script for me of what to cover. This is authentic. This is genuine, you know, and sometimes it's not 100% perfect in terms of the host performance, but you know what? We're passionate, authentic Americans. We're here for all the right reasons, and we're trying to save our country. So along the way, there's going to be some interesting comedy from time to time. But, you know, on another topic that's very important for us to understand, I posted a video, it was actually late last night, that talked about what I call the universal solution to tribalism and racism and censorship and so-called hate speech and all these other things. And this is a very good video to watch if you want to understand really what's going on in why censorship is the wrong solution or the wrong response to all of this. And I'll summarize it here for you in this segment because it's very powerful. You know, liberty. We talk about liberty all the time, but where does liberty come from? And if you think about it, really, liberty comes from this idea that we have free will as individuals. We have the ability to make individual decisions, and it's because of that free will that we have a culture of liberty, because we recognize that we are each individuals and we're capable of doing unique and different and innovative things as individuals. But where does that freedom to think come from, and that free will? It comes from the fact that you have a unique human spirit, a soul, or you could say a consciousness, and that this consciousness actually has a divine connection. You know, in religion, it's called your spirit. You have the body, the mind, and the spirit. And other people have this spirit, too. And so part of this acceptance of universal liberty has to be paired with what I call universal dignity, which is respecting the fact that other people also have consciousness. They have souls as well, and they have the right to exist, and they have the right to function as free will individuals. And it all ties back to this fact that we have a non-physical spirit that's part of our human beingness, if I can use that term. It's part of the being. The human being is more than just the human physical part. It's not just the biology and the bones. There's more to who you are than just the physical matter. And that's the spirit, and that's the soul. Now, the key bigotry and racism that exists in our society is actually by leftists who they denounce the existence of the soul. They say that there's no such thing as a soul or a spirit, and thus they dehumanize everybody in the deepest way, the most sinister way imaginable, saying that you're not even a human being because you don't have a soul, that there's nothing divine about you. You don't have a connection to God because, in their view, they think there is no God. And thus, that it's the ultimate bigotry. It's the ultimate discrimination and racism, because they're saying that you're not even really a fully qualified human being at all, when the truth is there are some individuals on our planet who I would say are not fully qualified human beings, and those would be the relatively small number of individuals who are demon-possessed, let's say, or who are, you know, their bodies are occupied by non-human entities. And I know it sounds a little far-fetched, but even the Catholic Church routinely carries out, you know, exorcisms. They have priests that run around and find people that they say are possessed by demons, and then they exorcise those demons. And there's one Catholic priest I read recently that says that he alone has sent, I think, 165,000, if the number is correct, demons back to hell, as he says. And this is an accepted practice. Turns out in almost every major world religion. You can go to indigenous religions in Aborigine Australia or the South American rainforest. You can go to different religions all around the world. And one of the concepts they all have in common, that they all share, is this idea that there's such a thing as a possession, a demonic or satanic possession of a human body, so that person is no longer fully qualified human. So it's up to you to decide whether you think that exists or not. But for everybody else who's not an actual demon-possessed entity, everybody else is a human being. And thus, when we talk about liberty and we talk about dignity and we talk about the freedom to speak, it has an underlying cause, an underlying principle, which is that we have human souls, and that souls are divine, souls have a connection to God, and it is from this that all liberty springs. And this is what our founding fathers really meant when they said that power of government comes from the people, because it's the people that come from God, and people grant limited power to the government to carry out certain things, not to rule over us and not to give us rights, but rather we give the government limited powers and we retain all of our rights as individuals, as free people, because we are divine. And America was founded under Christian principles. America is a Christian nation. So it's founded under this principle of recognizing the importance of God in our lives and the importance of divine existence. And so from that, the contrast on the left is that you don't have a right to be an individual, that we must all live under a totalitarian regime that tells you what you can think, what you can speak, what you're allowed to say or do in society, because the left does not believe that you exist as a human conscious entity. They believe that you must be told what to do, that you are just a biological automaton that has no inherent freedom because you have no free will from their point of view. And that's why leftism leads to atheism and also authoritarianism. And if you look at left-wing countries and cultures such as communist China and communism in general, North Korea and others, they always denounce God and they denounce religion. They denounce even Buddhism. Why is that? Because their authoritarianism and their philosophy of controlling people is incompatible with the embracing of the idea of consciousness and having a divine soul. Does that make sense? Let me just repeat that. Communism and left-wing countries and left-wing philosophies, they realize that their authoritarian control is incompatible with the realization that we are divine beings with divine consciousness that have some connection to a divine entity, God. You see? So they must denounce God. They must denounce Christians. They must denounce Jews. They must denounce really all organized religion. And they must denounce the very existence of the human spirit in order to convince people that they don't have a right to be free. And thus, when we talk about liberty, when we talk about human dignity, when we talk about free speech and tolerance of different ideas and all the things that we believe in as core principles of, you know, pro-liberty, pro-America individuals, I want you to understand that it's not just a flippant kind of comment. It's not just a liberty bumper sticker. It is an entire multi-layered fabric of understanding what it means to be human. And that is why I have said, and I've been criticized for this, I have said that every human being has a right to exist. And some people were commenting on my podcast on this, and they said, well, why are you against the Honduran caravan then? No, I'm not against the caravan. Those people have a right to exist. I have compassion for those people. They have every right to exist. They do not have the right to invade America and steal your pocketbook and demand voting rights. They do not have the right to cut in line in front of the other immigrants. So I love the people of Honduras as I love any fellow brothers and sisters who are human beings around the world. And the best way we can help those people is to spread liberty and dignity to their home countries so that they don't have to flee Honduras. And these other people don't have to flee other Central and South American nations. If they have more economic freedom and they have more personal liberty in their home countries, then their home countries will be more successful. They will have less suffering, less strife. They will have economic liberty as well as political liberty, and they will have no reason to flee, like the people of Venezuela. The way to help the people of Venezuela is to fix Venezuela. The way to help the people of Honduras is to fix their country. It's not to just bring everybody into the United States and then ignore the source of the problems in their home countries, because those problems are problems that frankly stem from radical left-wing ideology that denies the existence of the human soul, denies the existence of God, denies the existence of human consciousness from which free will and liberty spring. So I've kind of covered this in three different ways here, but I want you to think about this philosophy, why it's so crucial. Because liberty is the answer to almost every major problem that we now face in our world. It's the answer to political strife. It's the answer to tribalism. It's the answer to economic collapse. It's the answer to international warfare. Liberty, individual liberty, not state control over individuals. Liberty is the answer to everything that faces our world right now. So join me in promoting liberty. Hashtag ride the red tsunami. Push that out there. And pray for America as we approach this election. Keep watching my videos and Alex Jones videos and more at brighteon.com. My name's Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. I'll talk to you again soon, maybe right after the election. We'll see what happens. Be safe, everybody. Take care.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.